We're broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios.
Visit MTE.com.
MTE.com.
Middle Tennessee Electric.
Serving to make life better
since 1936.
This is WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Scott Walker.
In studio with us, also from MTSU, Dr. Megan Withley, and you are with the June Anderson Center for Women and Non-Traditional Students, and you are the director. Tell us a little bit about that department.
Yeah, so that department serves all female-identifying students as well as all non-traditional students. So for MTSU, that's anybody over the age of 25, or married, widowed, divorced, or a parent or caregiver, or goes to school part-time, works full-time, or current or former military. So we really do serve everybody on campus.
Some big events are coming up, I believe, starting March the 3rd. What are all of the events that are right around the corner?
Yeah, so Women's History Month is coming up, obviously March of every year. So we have a ton of different events going on. We'll start off with a chemistry speaker through the chemistry department, and we'll kind of move through the month. We are talking this month about zero textbook costs, because it is also zero textbook cost month, so that's free and low-cost textbooks to students. We have a choral concert, the Shaking It Up political documentary, several other documentaries. So one is Benevolence, A Journey from Prison to Home. Just added on Friday, actually, the Center for Popular Music is going to do a Billie Eilish listening party, a women's poetry reading. My office does a board and brush where you can come paint a slogan or a saying. One of the graduate students is going to talk about maternal mortality. One of our professors, Christina Cobb, is going to do an Empower Her event called Writing Her Story. That's how to express your thoughts and feelings through writing. Our events out of our office, as well out of our committee as well, is the Women's Celebration Dinner. That is the large event of the month. And that's going to be a dinner, networking, a speaker, a highlight speaker, and that's Amanda Nachman. She is the CEO of College Magazine. And then our Trailblazer Awards. And so we really are combining a couple of our previously larger events into one huge bash. And then the last thing of the month is going to be a roundtable discussion that we call the MTSU Women's Collective. And that's women and allies coming and talking to each other about what's going on around campus, women-centered.
Each year, the events are always different. What goes into actually planning these and deciding who to invite?
Oh my gosh. So I literally get a hold of the National Women's History Alliance because they set the theme for every year. Now, obviously, universities don't have to use that, but we do. And so this year, the theme is Moving Forward Together, and it's educating and inspiring. And so what my committee does is we sit down and we talk about what type of events we want to have and then who we want to invite. One of the big things this year is students really got into my ear and they said, we don't want that typical 1 hour keynote speaker, long and boring. And I said, all right, let's do it. What do you want? And they wanted us to expand the awards. They wanted us to have networking. They wanted us to shorten that speaker, but it's more interactive. And so I'm really excited. I talked to Amanda a couple weeks ago. She's going to do a ton of different thought processes and talking about like your future and your journey and all of that. And it's really exciting. We've expanded our awards. We typically do professional trailblazers and student trailblazers, but we've expanded that. This year we went to one faculty, one staff, one alumni, one community member, one student, and one student organization. And we had nominations in all of those categories, which was great since those are all new.
You know, we've seen speaking engagements of public speakers change all over the country at events.
We have.
I think in general, everybody's mindset, well, they want to get stuff in shorter sound bites.
Yep. That's why we're going to a 30-minute speaker this year and then adding that nice dinner, the networking. The students really are interested in is that networking. So anybody who's coming, they will get a Women's History Month button with their label on it. So either faculty, staff, student, community member, etc. And then they're able to go around the 30 minutes before dinner starts and just talk to those that maybe they don't know or maybe people that they don't normally get to see very often.
Has it been harder as the years go on to really grab the attention of students? students and just members of the community when planning these?
Yes, amazingly. And, you know, over the years, especially since COVID, and I know Katie was in here before, we have seen that decline in the people coming to those events, staying for those events. And we put a lot of thought and we put a lot of heart into these events. And so if that's not what our community wants, then I definitely want to pivot and do something different. And already I'm super excited. We have over 125 people signed up for the dinner. I do need to have any additional people sign up by the end of this week so I can get our food numbers into catering. But it is open, free to the public, free to students, faculty, staff, etc. So if anybody's still interested in coming, they can get a hold of me.
Do you start planning next year's event during this year's event?
Not yet. I usually wait until summer when that National Women's History Alliance puts out the theme. It's a little hard to start planning some stuff. However, I did just put in my dates already for next year's dinner. So,
but what are some things that stand out to you as you're planning this year's? Because I'm sure you're calling, you're talking to different guest speakers. What are some things that stand out to you in different conversations?
Yeah, so I always get really excited about people who are excited to come here. You know, there are the people who speak just to speak, but then there are the people who really want to speak to engage with our students, and that is my number one priority. Amanda herself, I offered her, I'm like, you don't have to network if you don't want to. You don't have to come to dinner. I'll get you a dinner in our green room. And she's like, nope, I want to do all of it. I want to be there. And she's doing a book signing afterwards, so a meet and greet, and anybody who wants to buy her book, it should be available in Phillips Bookstore beforehand, as well as night of.
Now, how many years have you been a part of planning this?
So I have been in the Women's Center for since 2019. Well, I started technically in 2020, but 2019, the person in this position was on her way to another job. And so my boss, current boss, approached me and asked if I'd plan Women's History Month. So I've been planning Women's History Month since before I got this job. So 2020, 6 weeks before COVID is when I started this job.
Have you got any past stories of guest speakers who maybe stood out to you for one reason or another?
So prior to doing this job, we had Salinas Leyva from Orange is the New Black. That was super fun. You know, that show was very popular. So that was really interesting. Mary Frances Berry, we tried to get her in 2020 and obviously couldn't have events on campus. So we called her back for 2021. She was so nice. And she was just, we had to do that one by Zoom that year. So great. Nancy Giles, a couple years ago, she was just so full of life. And she was from the TV show China Beach and several other different TV shows. And then last year, Rebecca Tausig, and she was a disabled person who did our speech last year. And she was just so, so gracious and met a lot of our disabled students who came that night. And they just really connected. And I know that at the end of the night, they got each other's Instagram and all of that. And so those are the things that really stick out, is when those people really reach our students.
How do students and different people who attend this event usually leave? Are they motivated? What are they motivated to do? But what do you see from people when they do leave these events?
Yeah, the ones I talk to are always really excited. You know, I'm around, running around those evenings and stuff, but they always stop me and, hey, this was great. Hey, this was perfect. Previously to doing the dinner, I always did like a little reception afterwards. So people who came to the reception would always stop me and tell me, you know, how much they enjoyed the event or specific things they got out of the particular speech.
Again, Dr. Megan Whiffley with us this morning from the June Anderson Center for Women and Non-Traditional Students. Again, tell us a little bit more about that department and what all that entails.
Yeah, so our office is really a resource center. What we do is we do a lot of events like Women's History Month, Sexual Assault Awareness Month, Domestic Violence Awareness Month, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Then we do things for our non-traditional students. So those are our parenting students. We just created a partnership with the Nashville Diaper Connection where 20 of our student families are getting up to 200 diapers a month. We are working with a lot of other areas. We help several of our students afford childcare. We know that our students, especially anybody coming back to school full time, they can't do their own childcare, so then they do hire out. So we've got money for that. We have tons of scholarships for MTSU students who've been away from school for several years and are coming back to come to campus for a bachelor's degree. So we do a lot of different things, and then we're there for them. We do a lot of fun things. So like the craft night there, the craft afternoon that we're doing, we do that every month with a different thing. So this next week we're making fabric coasters and in April for Earth Day, we're planting succulents. So we do a lot of community building, getting people to know each other, and really just showing them that there are people on campus who care for them.
Things have changed a lot over the years. Just looking at past news stories and stuff, it just seems like there's a lot that is happening locally, nationally, around the globe, really involving women and how they're speaking out in different countries for different rights that they already have here. Yeah. What do you hear from students when it comes to those foreign countries where women may just be moving ahead in a lot of ways?
Yeah, we actually have a lot of international students on our campus that come to MTSU in order to get their career off the ground. And so I talk to a lot of those students, and they're very happy for that opportunity to be able to come here, be able to do things here in the United States that they maybe wouldn't have been able to do in their home country.
Things are a lot different in the U.S., and it's hard to believe in today's modern age, it's hard to believe that there are still things limiting certain groups of people in other countries.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to think about. And, you know, when we do these roundtables and things, we like to hear from those students and faculty of what we could do better on campus and how we can help everybody, whether it be something like safety and security on campus or something as easy as free pads and tampons in women's restrooms and things like that. And we want to hear what struggles they're going through, because that's my time to then be able to assist whatever they need.
So when it comes to crime, sexual assault, rape, what do you hear from the general public and what do you hear from different universities?
Yeah, luckily, I feel like MTSU is a very safe campus. We have our own domestic violence sexual assault investigator on campus, Tommy Roberts. He and I work together really closely to do a lot of these things, but it's out there. You know, it's out there everywhere. We do our best to train students in bystander intervention out of my office. We do, like I said, things for Sexual Assault Awareness Month. We have a ton of events coming up next month. So really just getting people's mind on these things are happening and how to keep yourself and your friends safe.
And I'm sure there's a thin line of how do you let everybody know about these things that do happen without actually scaring them into who knows what, you know, you don't want somebody too anxious.
And you know, our MTSU police are amazing about putting out what needs to be put out, our campus news media and everything, but also, like you said, not scaring people for things that they don't need to be scared about.
And again, this year's event is going to be in March, and it's part of National Women's History and the National Women's History Alliance. But what is the event again called, and how do you get tickets or how do you reserve a seat?
Yeah, so our main event is the Women's Celebration Dinner on March 5th from 5 to 7 in the Student Union Ballrooms. And people either need to go on our website. If they're MTSU affiliated, they can do, there's a link that says, you know, click here to register, or they can email me at jacwns@mtsu.edu.
Sounds good. Again, Dr. Megan Whiffley with us this morning from MTSU. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Here at Animal City in Murfreesboro, we are your go-to for everything cold-blooded. Whether it's geckos or snakes or tortoises, we've got a great selection. Plus, we've got all the tanks, lighting, and food to set up the perfect habitat. If you're not sure where to start, don't worry. Our team knows reptiles and can help you every step of the way. Come see us at 919 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro. We're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6, and Sunday from 1 to 5. Find us anytime on Instagram at AnimalCityTN.
Mike Klassen with Middle Point Landfill.
The cost, if Middle Point doesn't exist to you as a taxpayer, is going to be significant.
Trash, let's be careful where we throw it away.
The next closest landfill from Middle Point right now is down in Lewisburg.
Garbage that we generate will have to be taken upstream.
That's about $90 per ton of waste to get it there.
Costs to take out the trash will trickle down to local residents and businesses. The answer's here, Middle Point Landfill. We don't need to take our garbage up the creek without a paddle.